Welcome to Framework a Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework a Field is a new series of Framework special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition is aired every second Wednesday at 1 p.m., alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, you can contact us via email. Our email address is framework@talk21.com. Or you can see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework. This is the second of a special two-part edition of Framework a Field, produced by Tobias Luther in Berlin, and highlighting Rinus van Allebeke's Das Kleine Field Recording Festival, which took place there in February 2007. The first part aired last Wednesday at 1 p.m., and will be available for streaming until tomorrow, Thursday, the 8th of March, at www.resonancefm.com/framework.
Welcome to the third part about Das Kleine Field Recordings Festival in Berlin, Germany. And still, this is a production of RadioIncorrect.org by Tobias Luther. In this part, I want to give you the chance to listen to a bit longer extracts from two performances. The first one is by Paolo Raposo from Lisbon, who played with field recordings of Lisbon Ferries and a set with night sounds recorded by Jill Aubry. As we heard in the beginning of the program, this festival happened very spontaneously, with Rinus van Allebeke simply having the idea of doing it. Just as spontaneously, this second edition had two nights added to the bill. One at the beginning to give Paolo Raposo from Lisbon the chance to play, and one at the end, which was a secret gig involving any artist who felt like showing up, with no audience if no one showed up, just for fun. Paolo Raposo happened to be in town during the days before, but unfortunately he had to leave on the first official day of the festival. He prepared a special set for that show, but his laptop died and he lost all his Berlin soundscapes. So he spent the night before his performance to prepare on a borrowed laptop for playing a work based upon a CD he had done with Mark Behrens and which is called Hades. His performance was very well received, so I'm now going to play you a part of that. Paolo Raposo, live with the sounds of Lisbon Ferries at Galerie Takt in Berlin, one day before the official Das Kleine Fields Recording Festival started. Paolo Raposo live at the Galerie Takt one day before the official beginning of the festival. The real opening night had the title Day of Imaginary Homecoming, and you have already heard a part from Stefan Leonard's set from that day. It was very beautifully closed by Gilles Aubry, who brought some sounds recorded in various backyards during the night and did a live mix from them. It is so silent that you can sometimes hear the venue's PA system hum, but I think it is too beautiful for hiding it away. So here is a longer extract from Gilles Aubry live on the first official night of Das Kleine Field Recordings Festival, second edition in Berlin. Gilles Aubry, live with his sounds from the night, recorded live at Das Kleine Fields Recording Festival, Berlin, second edition. And now it is time for yet another intermission. You are going to hear field recordings from the Field Recording Festival recorded in between the performances. Welcome back. You are still listening to a summary on the second edition of Das Kleine Fields Recording Festival Berlin, Germany, which happened at the beginning of February 2007. This part will feature only one performance, and even that will be only an extract. On the day of archived sounds, Rob Kurgenwin brought along his recordings from Australia. He does present these more often, but this performance was unique, as he did a lot of talking about where and how he recorded the sounds, which added a lot to it and left me and others really enthusiastic about his work. Rob Kurgenwin, live at Galerie Takt, during Das Kleine Fields Recording Festival, Berlin.
If you haven't guessed already, I'm from Australia. If everyone's having any troubles understanding me, put your hand up now, don't just start laughing. Yeah. I was born in Sydney, but I don't particularly like it. Big city, too many people. I won't bore you with the story of why I bought a DAT recorder. So I moved to the Northern Territory in about 1999 and immediately started living out bush, which for the uninitiated means where there's lots of trees. The Northern Territory comprises about one-fifth of Australia's landmass and has less than 200,000 people, which is about a fifth the size of Cologne, say. I could bore you with more statistics, but it's very big, it's very large. I'm going to start off tonight. You've probably all been sitting down most of the night. If you'd like to move around, if you'd like to try and talk, you probably won't be able to hear yourself. So I'm going to start off with some recordings that were done in Katherine. I lived out bush by myself for a wet season. So you tend, without power, about 300 acres, about 80 kilometres out of town without a car. This was after squatting in the middle of Sydney. I thought a bit of a contrast would be good. You start to become quite finely attuned to things. I don't do any processing because I don't own a computer. I just take it straight off the DAT and put it onto CD and sort of do it DJ style. So I'm going to start off with something that is going to get fairly loud, and then after that we'll cut to some stuff that I did. I drove from Darwin to Sydney last year in start of November, and it was about 6,000 kilometres, and I do it all the time. You know, you just go back to see your family for Christmas or whatever, and then you piss off again. So, this is going to be some cicadas, depending on which side of the boat you were born on. They're about this big, and in the same way that only female mosquitoes suck blood, only male cicadas make noise, and it's basically like them saying, hey baby, here I am, let's make some noise. You have whole trees of them, and one of the more beautiful things that's very hard to record, a lot of the houses are elevated tropical houses, so they're a bit cooler and they're all made of louvers, so you don't need to call your mate on his mobile, you just stand out the front and look in, and you can see that he's standing in the lounge room and he should probably put his towel on. When the sound kind of sweeps around the house, it's quite beautiful and amazing. With a couple of metres of rain a year, it tends to rain fairly hard, and if you're outside for a couple of seconds, you're drenched. You'd never hear cicadas and rain at the same time. It's very interesting. The frequency overlap is in quite a similar area, so when I turn the cicadas up, the rain gets louder. When I turn the rain up, cicadas get louder. This is my impression of probably a nice afternoon at home. Thank you. sometimes the thunder's a bit like having a bowling ball dropped on an entire suburb. It's an intensely satisfying but shitfully frightening thing, especially when it strikes about 20 metres away from you, which is pretty interesting. Yeah, just the whole room rings. Can't quite seem to get there with these speakers, but it's a insanely cathartic thing after it's just gotten hotter and hotter for a couple of months. And it sort of worked its way up to like 38 degrees and it hasn't rained yet and it's 90%+ humidity. And the guy that pissed you off last week, you just want to kill him now. So we're listening to A Wetland, which has its own frustrations because the mosquitoes live there in abundance. This is on Sunset. And when I was doing this recording, I had shirt, collar up, everything on, and you can actually hear the mosquitoes biting me. With the microphones. Oh, that's a gecko you can just hear in the background, these little lizards that are about this big and they can hang upside down and they're better than television. You can watch them all night. Even though there's a couple of Australians present in the room, I will indulge myself and give you an impression of how big the space is at the other end of the Northern Territory. This is on the border between South Australia and the Northern Territory. For those of you that aren't acquainted with the geography of my landmass, if that's Australia, then this middle section here is what we're primarily interested in. It's about 3,000 kilometres from Darwin to Adelaide. It's about 4,500 kilometres from Darwin to Sydney or Melbourne, and it's 4,000 kilometres down the west coast to Perth. It's about the same size as Europe, 3,000 by 4,000. Except the population is about half the size of Poland or about a quarter of the size of Germany. And interesting statistic, well, before we leave Darwin, you think that there's a lot of beer drunk in Germany. It's a six-pack for every man, woman and child every day. And not many of the children drink beer yet. This was recorded on the road trip when I got... This was actually a week after I got back from Germany last time. I landed in Adelaide. I don't know if anyone's from Adelaide here, so I won't say anything. And then hired a four-wheel drive and drove up to the job in Katherine that I was going to start. Well, I did start. And for Derek's website, recorded bits randomly along the road. I'll play you the asthmatic dog in the desert town after this. I'll tell you the story in a minute. But this is Dawn on the South Australia Northern Territory border. And to give you an idea of how odd things are in the territory I think it was about 2001, we were driving back up from Tasmania. It had been bone dry. It's still in drought out there, but on the border, there was puddles like the size of the car on the Northern Territory side. And it's like someone had just got a line and went, we don't want this bit anymore. It's too weird for us. So this is on that border. I, you know, poetically slept with my head in the north and my feet in the south or something like that. And this is a car. I've got another recording, but I can't dig it up. You can hear him coming from a couple of kilometres away. I probably might just keep playing little bits. I don't feel like mixing a set right now. Sorry. Maybe later. Who wants to hear a dog that sounds like it has a breathing problem? So in Cooperpedi, which is like another 500 kilometres south of there, I went down there because my four-wheel drive, they refused to register it in the Northern Territory, and so I just sort of did the whole... And went, I'm going to drive it to another state and go register it there. And the Serbian Orthodox priest that has an underground church in Cooperpedi, it gets up to 50 out there and it's all full of opal miners and they're all completely crazy. And so it's a wonderful place. And the black fellas are all really nice. And there's about 60 Serbs. And the underground church was made by hand. It's quite amazing. It's got this beautiful kind of bubbly archy roof thing. And Father Radomir is a generally great guy and the sort of guy that'll, you know, you'll talk about philosophy in the morning and then you'll toast with a shot of vodka and then keep into lunchtime. So he's keeping the traditions alive out there. And like, you know, he lets me stay sometimes, mainly when I'm in Cooperpedi, and we talk about philosophy and what have you. And his dog's like one of those sort of very strange kind of Boston Terrier sort of things that looks like it's run face first at a wall. And it sits there and does this like sort of thing. And like I tried to record it and it suddenly decided it was time to get shy and stop making it. And it's sort of, you've heard of plunderphonics. This is more like blunderphonics. Like it's just lots of microphone noise, and it's one of my favorite recordings. It's also on the Sound Transit website, and I just think it's really funny. And just to kind of give you the impression that we're not all dead serious out there all the time, that there are moments when things become a little bit too silly. Thank you. I was just about to say, as they always say in the movies, no animals were hurt in the making of this recording. It sounds like, you know, there was a fight involved, but the dog was just being amazingly recalcitrant, and I cut out the bits going, come on, come on, come here. So, I don't know, like, I wanted to keep it real, you know, like every couple of hundred kilometres, make another recording, partly to break the boredom and partly because I was sick of listening to the same tapes all the time. Okay, we can have a campfire now. Okay, I think we're just going to throw it open to the floor. We can have a campfire, also from Cooper Petey, which is quite nice. We can have a dust storm. There's a story with that, of course. Or you can have not very much happening in the middle of nowhere in Cooper Petey. The singing fence, hold your trousers, Derek. That'll be coming in a minute. I'll play you the musical fence and I'll play you something really quiet. When I was driving across Australia from Darwin to Sydney, I got turned back on the Tanami Desert Road because it was about that deep in bull dust, which is not just stories that people tell each other. It's like when the dust is really fine and even four-wheel drives are having trouble. But the ranger that I eventually found about 500 kilometres out said that, no, you'll be fine, there's traffic. And I'd seen two cars in the last hour and a half, so he said I could probably get a tow through. But the road on the other side was so rutted that even the trucks wouldn't drive down through there. So after I got turned back, I ended up driving down through Queensland, which added an extra couple of hundred or 1,000 kilometres onto the journey. And out in the middle of Queensland is one of the eighth wonders of the world. It's a musical fence that was built for a music festival. And Winton's just out in the middle of nowhere. And Melbourne Cup Day, if it means anything to anyone, was the same day. So everyone was having this massive piss up in town. And it was about 42 degrees. And I'm out underneath this wooden structure, which has got six different cages of fencing wire attached to it, and then there's a piece of wood that comes down to about yay short of the ground, and they're sort of U-tacked on to the wires, that is, they're about 30 metres long, are tacked onto the bit of wood. And the wood goes up into like a structure over the top which has two resonators attached to it, and so it's an Aeolian instrument, it's driven purely by wind, and there's two fences 120 degrees apart for maximum wind capture. It's completely flat out there. If anyone's seen the movie The Proposition, it was shot out there. And it's kind of like Cooper Petey, except it's above ground. So this is what the musical fence sounded like. And it just does this by itself out there. And they're practically pure tones. They're just very beautiful. I've got about 3 hours of this because I like it. I used to have one of the best op shops in Australia out there too. If he had a four-wheel drive.
And unfortunately, I have to fade out once more. That was an extract from Rob Coggenwin's performance during Das Kleine Fields Recording Festival Berlin, second edition. And that was the summary produced by RadioIncorrect.org. I am Tobias Luther and say thanks for listening and thank you to everyone helping me with this. Special thanks to my loved one, but also Renus, the artist, the audience, and all the other radio stations who were interested in broadcasting material. This has been a lot of inspiration and a great
This
pleasure.
Is the first of a special Thank two-part you. Edition of Framework Afield, produced by Tobias Luther in Berlin, and highlighting Renus van Allebeek's Das Kleine Field Recording Festival, which took place there in February 2007. You can hear the second part of this edition next week. That's Wednesday, the 7th of March, at 1 p.m. For more information, see Tobias Luta's website at www.radioincorrect.org. You have been listening to the second of a special two-part edition of Framework Afield, produced by Tobias Luta in Berlin, and highlighting Rinus van Allebeke's Das Kleine Field Recording Festival, which took place there in February 2007. The first part aired last Wednesday at 1 p.m., and will be available for streaming until tomorrow, Thursday, the 8th of March, at www.resonancefm.com/framework. You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, contact us at framework@talk21.com or see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework. Thanks for listening.